all Celtic fans dream of having scored for the boys, even if they only managed to do this on one occasion. For some Celts, they have done this significantly more than just once. Many players have been fortunate enough to find the net for Celtic across numerous seasons. In a year where this has been a big topic of conversation, this is the story of the men who have scored for Celtic in most successive seasons. In 2025, as Celtic edged towards title number 55, another story was a feature of the season: the achievements of James Forrest. Celtic's man from Ayrshire had a remarkable 12 months. He reached the 500-game mark for the boys, became Celtic's most decorated player, and his goals have written him into the club's all-time history records. On the same day that the boys received the league trophy, the biggest cheer came for Forrest's injury time equaliser versus St Mirren. It meant he has now scored for Celtic in a remarkable 16 consecutive seasons. So many of Forrest's goals have played a vital part in Celtic's recent success, including those that helped win crucial league games or claim a quadruple treble. And it all goes back to his very first goal, a debut strike as Celtic beat Motherwell 4-0 in 2010. Scoring in so many successive seasons is a remarkable achievement, and it puts him in joint third in the club's all-time records. Forrest shares third spot with two other Celtic legends, Jimmy McGrory and Paul McStay. McGrory's goals for the boys, that made him Celtic's all-time record scorer, came between 1922-23 and 1937-38. He actually spent the 1923-24 season on loan at Clyde Bank, but at the end returned to play and score for Celtic in the Charity Cup. McGrory scored an amazing 550 career goals in only 547 games. Even more impressively, only one of these was a penalty. After retirement, he went on to manage Kilmarnock and then Celtic from 1945 until 1965, enjoying notable managerial moments such as the 7-1 victory in the 1957 League Cup final, and winning the 1953 Coronation Cup. Paul McStay is from the very definition of a Celtic family. His great uncles Willie and Jimmy played for the club, with Jimmy also managing Celtic. Paul's brothers Willie and Raymond were also on Celtic's books too. Paul McStay first scored in season 1980-81, and then did so every year until 1995-96. McStay is considered to be one of the club's finest players, who chose to remain in hoops for his entire career until sadly injury forced his early retirement. Currently, two men sit out in front of Forrest, McStay and McGrory. In second place on 17 seasons is Bobby Lennox. Another Ayrshire man, Lennox first found the net for Celtic in 1963-64. His final goal came in 1979-80. Despite actually leaving Celtic for a few months in 1978 to go to America. Lennox's place in Celtic history is assured, given his status as a Lisbon Lion and member of the team through the famous nine-in-a-row run from 1966 to 74. At the very head of the list when it comes to Celtic players who have scored in consecutive seasons is Jimmy McMenemy. Napoleon, as he was otherwise known, managed to get his name on the score sheet from 1902-03 until 1919-20, a phenomenal 18 seasons. McMenemy's trophy haul at the club was hugely impressive, and he even continued this after leaving, helping Partick Thistle win their only Scottish Cup by beating Rangers. He later became a coach and then assistant manager at Parkhead. Other players near the top of Celtic's successive scoring records are, unsurprisingly, a who's who of famous club names. With Forrest now on 16 seasons and in joint third place, he has moved ahead of two legends. The Croy Express, Jimmy Quinn, and Patsy Gallagher are in joint sixth place on 15 seasons. Jimmy Quinn's goal-scoring exploits are well remembered, and he was also the first Celt to score a Scottish Cup final hat-trick, one of only two players to do so. Patsy Gallagher is best remembered for his tricky skills, but he was an important goal scorer as well. Coming up next, on 14 seasons, are Andy McAtee and, perhaps surprisingly, Roy Aitken. The Bear was not a renowned scorer, but did enough, including a penalty in one season, to make him joint eighth on the list. These goals took place between 1976-77, until he left Celtic during the 1989-90 season. Andy McAtee was a Celtic forward hero in the World War I era. From 1910-11 to 1923-24, he consistently found the net for the club, including a goal in the Scottish Cup final. Following these, on 13 seasons, are early Celtic hero Sandy McMahon and the man voted the club's greatest ever player, Jimmy Johnson. They are just ahead of Stevie Chalmers, John Hughes and Adam McLean, who managed to score in 12 consecutive seasons. Bobby Murdoch, Bertie Peacock and Cal McGregor have scored in 11 successive seasons. Celtic's current captain McGregor turns 32 this month and he could feasibly play for the club for years to come, meaning he may well rise further up the list. Other players have scored in multiple seasons, but not all in a row. Billy McNeil, Tommy Burns and Scott Brown all managed 13 seasons in total. Brown and Burns did it for 10 successive years, whilst McNeil's record was 9. Still, that's not bad for a centre-half. Jimmy McMenemy's record of 18 consecutive seasons is unlikely to ever be beaten. However, it's not unfeasible that a rejuvenated Forrest could score next season too, which would put him in joint second place with Lennox on 17. After that, who knows? Either way, all the players named in this feature have more than made their mark in Celtic history. Frankly, in line with most fans' wishes, it would have been great to have done it just once. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X or Blue Sky. You can also take part in a free Celtic history walking tour. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more details.